Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namani, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatya Deshatarani. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur Nulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born and raised in the darkness of ignorance, but somehow or other, I came in contact with my eternal spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Trinadapi sunichena toror eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. My goal is to always, always, always chant the holy name of the Lord incessantly. My name that my spiritual master gave me, Nirantara, without cessation, I want to chant. And Lord Chaitanya teaches that if that is your desire, then I must be lower than the straw on the street, lower than a blade of grass. I must be more tolerant than the tree who tolerates scorching heat, blistering cold winds. People take fruits and flowers and leaves and branches and sometimes cut down the tree, but the tree never protests, it tolerates. I must be more tolerant. I must give all respect to others. Why? Because Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. And I cannot be concerned whether or not people give me respect. That cannot be my concern. If I can pass these four tests, then I can always easily chant the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You notice my eyes are closed because I'm trying to get into a certain state of semi-samadhi. So don't mind if my eyes remain closed. I will open them and look at you at some point. But I have to become centered. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. So, earlier this week we did two classes on the book Narada Bhakti Sutras, the codes of devotional service given by the Bhakti Shakti Avatar, Bhakti Shakti Avesh Avatar, Narada Muni. I told you earlier how Narada was previously a Gandharva known as Upabarhana, how he had been cursed to become a Sudra, devoid of beauty. But as a young Sudra boy, he got the blessings of the Bhakti Vedantas, the devotees, who taught him meditation in terms of Bhakti Yoga, and how the Lord appeared to him once in actual form, not just visualized. The Lord actually came to see him and showed him his form. But then the Lord disappeared. And when the young boy again tried to do his mystic meditation in Bhakti Yoga, no matter what he did, the Lord would not reappear. And then the Lord spoke to him. All he heard was the voice. And the Lord said, "You will not see me again in this lifetime, no matter how hard you try. And I'm doing that on purpose. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will become purified." This also teaches us that the Lord is not restricted or confined by any mechanical process. We may do thousands of vratas. We may do millions of charities. We may do so many religious performances, but the Lord is independent, and only when He chooses will He deliver us, and only when He chooses will He reveal Himself. It is not a mechanical process. The Lord is a person, and He has complete free will, sfarat, absolute free will. So Narada is telling this story to his disciple Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the Bhagavan Rishi, God in the form of a Rishi, saint. And he is empowered to compile and edit the Vedic knowledge. Originally there was one Veda. At the beginning of Kali Yuga, Vyasadeva saw it necessary because he knew the people of Kali Yuga would be less intelligent, less pious, less fortunate. He decided to take the one Veda and break it out into four. And he also explained transcendence in 108 Upanishads. Then he took up everything that was in Vedas and Upanishad and put it into story or historical form as the Puranas. Then he compiled Mahabharata for the women, the Sudra laborer class, and those who were born as Brahmanas but who do not behave and act. They are called Dvija Bandhus, friends of Brahmins, because it's not enough to be born in a Brahmin family. One has to be trained and one has to work as a Brahmin. Unless there is training and appropriate work, then one is classified by how one works, not by one's birth. It is what you are actually doing that determines whether you are Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. So Narada Muni is explaining to this. Oh, and then Vyasadeva, after all of this, he compiled his great masterpiece, Vedanta Sutra. But then, at this meeting, because Narada has come to Vyasadeva, when Vyasadeva is disturbed in his mind, he woke up and began his morning spiritual sadhana. But on this particular morning, Vyasadeva was disturbed. And immediately, Narada Muni came. And Vyasadeva offered respects to his spiritual master. And Vyasadeva said, "My dear Lord, please find out the root cause of my dissatisfaction." He wanted him to get to the actual root of the problem. So Narada explained that because you are identifying with the body and the mind, you will not find happiness. You will not find peace as long as you are identifying with the body and mind. Narada said, "You have compiled and edited the Vedas, Upanishads, the histories, itihasas, the Puranas. You have done this great work, Mahabharata, and now you have done Vedanta Sutra, but you forgot one thing, and that is why you are not happy. You forgot to put Krishna in his proper position as the Supreme. You forgot to describe Krishna and his devotees and their relationship, which is known as Bhakti Yoga, which Narada is famous, this book, Narada Bhakti Sutras." So Narada mildly is chastising Vyasadeva. Now pointing out your root cause, now you should compile Srimad Bhagavatam as your final literary masterpiece. Compile Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? It is the narration of God and His devotees together. God and how He is relating to His devotees. And Vyasadeva constructs Srimad Bhagavatam scientifically in 9 cantos. Cantos 1 to 9, Vyasadeva is explaining one line. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. That there are many, many different kinds of incarnations, avatars, in 6 categories. But Krishna is the origin of all other incarnations. That is the mission statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in 9 cantos, so there's in the first canto, there is 19 chapters. Second canto, there is 10 chapters. In third canto, there's 33 chapters. In fourth canto, I think there's 31 chapters. In fifth canto, there's 26. In 6th canto, there's 19. 7th canto has 15, 18. 8th canto has 24. And 9th canto also has 24. So you add that up. A couple of hundred chapters, all explaining Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. How Krishna is the origin of all other incarnations, and He Himself has no origin. He is the root. He is the origin. He Himself has no origin. As Lord Brahma says, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adya Govinda. He has no origin other than Himself. Sarva Karna Karnam. Therefore, it is Krishna who is the cause of all other subsequent causes. Then in the 10th canto, in 90 chapters, after explaining in 9 cantos what, who, why, how Krishna is, now in 10th canto, in 90 chapters, he explains that line from Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Krishna says, my birth, my activities are divyam, divine, transcendental, beyond reproach. So that is what is explained in 10th canto. Then in the 11th canto, there is the description of how Krishna and his dynasty was removed from the face of the earth. And the 11th canto is describing renunciation, detachment, transcendental knowledge, and another major theme of the 11th canto, this world is a dream. This whole material cosmos is a dream. Just like last night, I had a nightmare 3 times. But waking up, it was revealed, it's only a dream. It seemed like it was real when I was in the dream, but upon waking up, I realized it was only a dream. In the same way, this world, this life is a dream. And we will all realize that sooner or later. Then in the 12th canto, Shukadeva Goswami completes his instructions to Maharaj Parikshit. The snake bird comes, bites him. Parikshit's body bursts into flames. Parikshit returns home back to Godhead. And there are some other topics explained by Sukta Goswami. Again, Srimad Bhagavatam is emphasizing what is God and how his devotee relates to him. So tonight, I would like to speak on this third chapter of Narada Bhakti Sutras. Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and he was directly generated as a son of Lord Brahma, his tenth son, that came directly from his body. We did not do that. We all descended from a son of 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 going back to Lord Brahma. So many billions of lives we've had. So many, can't count. Narada is a direct son of Lord Brahma, empowered. So this chapter, if you would go along with me, if you're ready to proceed, please raise your hand and chant afterwards, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare, Hare,
Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama, Rama,
Rama,
Rama, Rama,
Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare.
Now, why are you guys sitting over here? You're trying to be more humble than everybody? That's all right. It's all right. There's no limit to how humble you can be. Very good. Now I'm looking at you. I entered my state. Now I'm ready. And if it would be so kind, if you could turn off your cell phones so that we won't have any disruption, please, if I may request you to do that. When the Bhagavatam was spoken, there were no cell phones. Everybody was there with rapt attention. Parikshit was hearing attentively for 7 days, 7 nights. He wasn't eating, wasn't drinking, because he knew the clock is ticking. 7 days left before the snake bird comes. So much I have to understand. So, and Suta Goswami, who was there, who later narrates Bhagavatam to the sages of Naimisharanya, he tells the sages, when I was there, when Shukadev was speaking, I had rapt attention. That's why I can relate to you what I learned there. Shukadeva Goswami predicted in front of everybody, just before Parikshit died, Shukadev said, you see this Suta Goswami? He is going to repeat this Bhagavatam later to the sages of Naimisharanya, exactly as it happened. Because people like Shukadev, they can see, and Narada too, they can see past, present, and future. Once, when Narada visited Krishna, Krishna had just killed the bull demon, Arishtasura, and I think also the horse demon, Keshi. Narada came to Krishna and said, oh Krishna, I can see in the future you're going to kill Kamsa. And then you're going to take care of Shishupal. And you're going to take care of Shalva. And he listed all the demons that Krishna was going to kill in the future. Because Narada has that, he can see. Those of you who are businessmen, you wish you had someone like Narada in your court, huh? Narada, what's the stock today? Come on. Narada, tell me. But Narada cannot be used for such purposes. He'll fly away. Don't waste my time. I've got better things to do. All right, the means. Tonight's chapter is the means of achievement. The subject matter is bhakti. So, this chapter is the means of achievement. Narada begins. Standard authorities have described the methods for achieving devotional service. One achieves bhakti by giving up sense gratification and mundane association. So sense gratification generally means gratifying the senses without relationship to Krishna, to God. Sense gratification, the bottom line, sense gratification meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication. This is your bottom line sense gratification. You must at least renounce this if you want to actually walk the spiritual path. I was just reading today in the Mahabharata. Dhritarashtra was confused because the battle is about to begin, the Kurukshetra war. And Dhritarashtra really doesn't want the war because he knows, Dhritarashtra knows, Krishna and Arjuna alone can kill his whole family. Dhritarashtra knows this, even though Duryodhan is standing up and boasting, I can defeat the Pandavas and Krishna. Yeah, Duryodhana thinks he can defeat Krishna. What a fool. They all knew what Krishna had done. The fact that Krishna killed Kamsa and all the demons, they all knew that. But Duryodhana was so proud, and he believed what the demons had told him. So Duryodhana was thinking, no worry, my father, I will take care of Krishna and the Pandavas. But Dhritarashtra knew better. So Dhritarashtra asked Sanjaya. He asked Sanjaya because he knew, after all, Sanjaya is his secretary. And he knew that Sanjaya was a devotee of Krishna. So he asked Sanjaya in confidence, tell me, Sanjaya, tell me, how come I don't accept Krishna like you do? Why you accept Krishna as God, and how come I don't? And one of the things that Sanjaya said is the same thing here. He told Dhritarashtra, if you want to accept Krishna as God, you have to give up sense gratification. And then it says here, mundane association. Mundane association means people who are not interested in spiritual things. They are mundane. Mundane people care about enjoying sense gratification. Persons who are on the spiritual path care about spiritual things. Narada continues, one achieves bhakti by worshipping the Lord ceaselessly. So that's something to aspire for, that at every moment I am worshipping the Lord. That's why I said earlier, I want to always, to be always able to chant the holy name. Because by chanting the holy name, you're worshipping the Lord. Narada continues, one achieves bhakti by hearing and chanting about the Supreme Lord's special qualities. So that's why we read Srimad Bhagavatam and other bhakti books. In order to hear about Krishna's special qualities. There's a book, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And the author of that book, Rupa Goswami, based on what he learned from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna has 64 transcendent... Can we close that door? Can that door be closed? Because it's impossible. I won't be in samadhi. I'll be on the mundane plane. I'll have to play guitar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Rupa Goswami explains there are 64 transcendental qualities of Krishna. Rupa Goswami says, you and me, we can exhibit 50 of those 64 qualities, but to a minute degree, because we're only jiva. We're only spirit soul, fragmental. And After the 50 qualities, there are 5 that are exhibited by Lord Shiva, because he is superior to the living entities. Then there are another 5 that are exhibited by Lord Narayan, because he is superior to Lord Shiva. But above Narayan, Krishna has 4 special qualities, and that's why I said at the beginning, he is the origin of all other incarnations. So what are those, I'm sure you're wondering, what are those 4 special qualities? Number 1, Krishna has a bodily beauty that attracts everyone and everything. Therefore, his name is Krishna, all attractive. And think about this. That beauty is not stagnant. Here on the altar, we have Srimati Radharani. Now watch what happens. I just said, Krishna is all beautiful. But in front of Radharani, he becomes more beautiful. Radharani sees that Krishna has become more beautiful. She becomes more beautiful. Krishna sees, oh, Radha, you look so... He increases. In this way, there's a never-ending competition as each looks at the other and their beauty and love increase. Because on the spiritual platform, there is no, everything is increasing. Everything. That's the spiritual world. Here in the material world, everything is decreasing. Like the economy. You all tell me. When I went to Panama, all the Cindy shopkeepers said, not good, Prabhu. Not good. And I know in America, not good. And we look every day in the mirror. What do you realize? Another wrinkle. Another gray hair. Where's that Mendy? Right? We see our own body decreasing. So, in the spiritual world, everything is increasing. So, that's the first quality of Krishna. This unique beauty. He's known as Madana Mohan. Everyone in this world, Cupid, shoots his arrows. Ah, I love you. Oh. Even the other person may be fat and ugly, but oh, I love you. That's Cupid. Right? Pandu. I was reading in the Mahabharata. Pandu had made a vow because he had been cursed by Kindama. He shot the deer when he was engaged in sex, but it was the sage. The sage cursed him, if you approach your wife, you will die. He knew that. But that one day, the wind blew, and he saw she was wearing silk robes, and he saw the beautiful form of Madri. She was so beautiful. And Cupid struck deep. And even as he was grabbing her and approaching her, she was telling him, the curse, but he could not hear. He was so blinded by Cupid. And he died. What a way to die. So Krishna is called Madan Mohan. He can defeat Cupid. He's more attractive, more powerful than Cupid. But then, there's another name. Madan Mohan Mohini. Who is that person that can attract the attractor of Cupid? Srimati Radharani. Only her. So that's the first one. Krishna's unparalleled beauty. Number 2. Krishna is the most fantastic musician. He plays that flute and the rivers stop, or they flow backwards. The animals, the cows, are drinking from the mother's udders, but they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they stop. Everyone who hears the sound of Krishna's flute becomes stupefied. When the gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they drop everything. Their breastfeeding baby, forget the baby. They're feeding their husbands, goodbye. They're getting dressed, they put the top part on the bottom, bottom part on the top. They hear Krishna's flute, no matter what they're doing, they run. That sound of Krishna's flute grabs them. People ask, Prabhu, I want to hear the sound of Krishna's flute. No problemo. You can hear it. But where will you hear it? Not by listening to some cassette or CD. Who is that famous flute player? I have some of his. Yes. That is not Krishna's flute. The real Krishna's flute is there. Where is it? It is in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's where the flute is. It is in the sound of the Hare Krishna Mantra. So if you are chanting, keep chanting until the day you hear the sound of Krishna's flute by your chanting. And if you're not hearing, go on chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So that flute, sound of Krishna's flute, attracts everyone, male, female, animal, inert. I told you the water, all attractive. Then, number three, Krishna is always surrounded by innumerable loving devotees who have pure, unadulterated, spontaneous devotion for Him. Krishna does not like to be alone. He has to be with Radharani or the gopis or the cowherd boys or at least a cow. Krishna alone, not as beautiful as when Krishna is there with his devotees. So, Krishna is always surrounded by numerous devotees who have spontaneous attraction. Just like right now, everybody's mind is diverted by the little baby. Right? As soon as the baby came into the room, everybody stopped watching me and was watching the baby. But that's human nature, especially for ladies. That's human nature. So in the same way, these devotees have spontaneous attraction for Krishna. You and me, we need to be told, now it's time to get up. Now it's time to chant. Now it's time to do this. We don't have spontaneous. I have spontaneous attraction for eating. Yeah, that one I got. But spontaneous attraction for hearing and chanting and worshiping, not so much. But these residents of Vrindavan, who surround Krishna at all times, they have spontaneous attraction. They don't care if Krishna is God or not. Doesn't matter to them. Even Yashoda, 1 minute, she looks in Krishna's mouth and she sees the whole universe, herself and Krishna, in Krishna's mouth. The next minute, all right, he's my son. She completely forgets what she just saw. Even Uddhava told Nanda Maharaj, do you know that your son is Narayan? What is Nanda Maharaj? Whatever he may be, he's my son. I have to get on his case. Isn't that what you parents do? especially boys. Boy, girls are easy. I know from my grandson, my daughter tells me. She's on his case constantly because boys are nonsense. So these residents of Vrindavan don't care anything about this. All they know is we love Krishna. And then number four, Krishna performs amazing, unbelievable pastimes such as rasa dance. He also does these wonderful childhood pastimes like Damodar Leela. So these are the four special qualities, unique qualities of Krishna. So the devotee wants to hear about Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, characteristics. Just like me, I started worshiping Krishna at the age of 23. Now I'm 63. That's 40 years. I have been reading Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, so many times. Why am I still reading it? Is it because I'm less intelligent and can't read anything else? No. It's because these books have such nice things that teach me how great Krishna is. Now, for the first time in my life, I am reading Mahabharata. I am reading Ramayana, and I'm learning more and more how great is our Lord. Even in the Mahabharata, most of it is about the Pandavas, but every so often Krishna comes in and I say, Jai, Krishna has entered this chapter. Krishna is so cool, the way he does everything. The way Krishna behaves with Yudhishthira. He treats Yudhishthira as if he's superior. Here's Krishna, the supreme, omnipotent, source of everything. But with Yudhishthira, he behaves as his, what should I do for you? And for Arjuna, what does Arjuna ask him? Actually, I found this out in the Mahabharata the other day. Arjuna asks him to drive his chariot. I didn't know that. Arjuna asks him, I want you to drive my chariot the day of the battle. And Krishna, because he loves Arjuna, agrees. So the devotee wants to hear all about Krishna. Krishna with the gopis, Krishna in Dwaraka, how he only married, I can't understand, he only married 16,108 wives. Why only that number? He could have married 16 trillion. But he only married 16,000. Is this in the way? Why didn't you say something? You have to be... All right, that better? Jai. How Krishna is in Mathura. How Krishna is in Vrindavan. How Krishna is with the Pandavas in Hastinapur, Indraprastha. All the different ways the devotee wants to appreciate the different flavors of rasas. Srimad Bhagavatam is all about rasa, the relationships Krishna has. Some people have relationship with Krishna distance, but they appreciate, oh, Krishna, you are so great. Some people have relationship with Krishna. They render service. Like Krishna has a chariot driver. When Krishna goes on his chariot, he has his driver. Would you like to be Krishna's driver someday, huh? Drive Krishna on his... Would it be exciting? Then Krishna has other relationships with equals, his friends. When Krishna went on the picnic with his cowherd boyfriends, Krishna sat in the middle, and although there were thousands and thousands of cowherd boys, and there was one Krishna in the middle, everyone was perceiving that Krishna was looking at him. That's my kind of God. That even the people behind them were seeing that Krishna's looking. If there was somebody behind me, they can't see that I'm looking at them, but Krishna can do that. Because Krishna is supreme. El Supremo, personalidad de Dios. That's the only Spanish I know. Krishna es Dios. Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios. Did I say that okay? Yes. Maybe by next time I'll learn a few more words. What is now he says, primarily, so now Narada gave some ways one achieves bhakti. Primarily, however, one develops bhakti by the mercy of great souls. So, he says, primarily, by the mercy of great souls. Like in my case, you were all born in Hindu families, so from birth, you knew about Krishna, Rama, Shiva. From birth, you were raised that way. I was raised with Mickey Mouse. So, what hope was there for me, a boy from New York, with Italian parents, what chance is there for me to know about what you know? But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, his books, his movement, his devotees, now I'm mad after talking about Krishna. Yes, I like to play guitar, but it has to be about Krishna, not about Bobby Sue and Linda. No. I used to do that. I used to sing the blues. But now that I know about Krishna, now I sing happy songs about Krishna. So yes, by the mercy of great souls. That great soul for me was A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Then Narada says, or you develop bhakti by a small drop of the Lord's mercy. Some people get that by the arrangement, you might say, destiny, your favorite word. By the arrangement, by the mercy of the Lord. Narada says, the association of great souls is rarely obtained, difficult to understand, and infallible. So, if and when you come in contact with a great devotee of the Lord, remember that this is rarely achieved. It is difficult to understand and it is infallible. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that contact with a pure saintly person is so powerful that even if you get 1/11th of a second, 1/11th of a second, you can be completely delivered. 1/11th of a second, that much association with a pure soul. Now, Narada teaches us, the association of great souls can be obtained but only by the Lord's mercy. So here's how it works. Do you accept, that's the first question, do you accept that God is in your heart? That's the first question you have to ask yourself. Do you believe that God is in your heart? If you can accept that, then that means He knows everything you're thinking, He knows everything you're feeling, and He knows every single desire that you have. He knows it because He's already there in your heart, just like you are in your heart. One time, Prabhupada was with some small school children. So Prabhupada wanted to teach them. Prabhupada said, point to your head. And all the children pointed to their head. All right, now point to your stomach. All the children pointed to their stomach. Now point to your toes. So Prabhupada did a series of these. Point here, point here. Then Prabhupada said, point to you. So some of them pointed to their head. Some pointed to their... But Prabhupada said, no. When I said point to your head, you point. So how can that be you? So Prabhupada was trying to teach them the first thing of Bhagavad Gita. That you're not this body. That the real you, the you that you have not yet seen, not the one you see in the mirror, thank God. Maybe you think you look good in the mirror. I know I don't. I know I don't. The mirror cracks when I look at it. The real you that you have not yet seen is there in the heart, Bhagavad Gita tells us. And right next door is Krishna. So Krishna knows everything. So when Krishna sees that you have even the slightest interest in coming in contact with the great soul, he makes that arrangement. Krishna will send his devotee, his representative, when you show some interest. All you have to do is continue to have that desire that I want to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. And Krishna will send. The association of great souls can be obtained, but only by the Lord's mercy. So the prayer is simple. My Lord, please place me in touch with your pure devotee. That's the prayer. Narada says now, one can attain bhakti either by the association of the Lord's pure devotee or directly by the Lord's mercy, because the Lord and his pure devotees are non-different. So in Hare Krishna temples, every morning they sing a prayer. In every ISKCON temple, they sing a prayer. Sakshad Harit Vendasa Masta Shastraya Ruktastata Bhavyata Eva Sadhabihi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So, Narada is saying the same thing here. The spiritual master, the pure devotee, the bona fide spiritual master is directly representing God. He does not claim that he's God, but he represents God. There's a difference. The real guru will never say, I am God. The guru says, I am God's representative. Big difference. Big difference. Sakshad Harit Vena Samasta Shastraya. In the words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj, says that in our conditioned state, we cannot visualize Krishna in the heart. I told you earlier the story of Narada, the five-year-old boy. He was able to visualize the Lord in the heart. Not only that, the Lord actually appeared. But in our current condition, we cannot directly access the Lord in the heart. So, it's not that we're abandoned. The Lord in the heart manifests as the spiritual master, or as Narada says here, the pure devotee. He represents Krishna in the heart. That's why he's saying they're non-different. When you come in contact with Krishna's bona fide spiritual master, that means now you're in direct communication with the Lord in the heart. They will say the same thing. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, surrender to me. That is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. The spiritual master says, surrender to Krishna. They're both saying the same thing. The spiritual master does not say, surrender to me, because I'm God. No, the spiritual master says what Krishna says, surrender to Krishna. That's the bona fide spiritual master. Narada now, ending this chapter, strive. Strive only for the association of pure devotees. Whenever I come, my good friend Lakshman Lavin Magnani likes me to sing his favorite bhajan, Vajahure Mana. So in the first verse, there is that line, Durlabha Manava Janma Satsange. Satsange is exactly what Narada is saying here. Strive. Strive only for the association of pure devotees. Make your millions of dollars. That's okay. But strive for the association of pure devotees. That is your instruction. That is everyone's instruction from Narada. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot me. Narada is saying strive, strive, strive. Or as Rakesh likes to say, no more Maya. Right, Rakesh? No more Maya. How will you drive out Maya? By the association of pure devotees. Now Narada continues. One should give up all kinds of degrading association. In the Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra was told at the birth of Duryodhan, abandon him. He was told. Because what happened when Duryodhan was born? Asses were braying. Fires were coming out. All these omens indicating this person is the destruction of your dynasty. Bhadura told him, others told him, abandon this child. He is the destruction of your whole race. But did Dhritarashtra listen? No, he's my little baby. And throughout, time after time after time, Duryodhan revealed himself. He is evil. He is rascal. He is bad. And so many times, Bhishma tells him, Bhadura tells him, Drona tells him, get rid of him. Don't listen to him. Be fair to the Pandavas. But Dhritarashtra does not have the cojones. You know what that means, right? He can't chastise his son. He could have imprisoned Drona. Thing would have been done. Everything would have been happy. We wouldn't have a Mahabharata. But no, couldn't listen. So Narada is saying, give up all kinds of degrading association. Therefore I say, be very careful what you watch on television. Bollyweird. Be careful. Because more than likely, it's degrading. I know. American television, very degrading. And I would probably guess India television is following the same sampradaya. So, be very careful. Because on that television is degrading association. And if you know somebody that is degraded, you can say hello, how are you, but don't have dealings. Stay away. Rather, stay with good, simple, like you all. This is pure association. Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be here. Those who are sinful and impure, can't sit for more than 5 minutes. I'm not talking about the children. I'm not talking about that. They're innocent. But those who are sinful and impure cannot sit in an assembly like this. They become uncomfortable. They want to be with the drinkers, and the smokers and other kinds of nonsense, the gamblers and those who simply want money, 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 Maya. Right, Rakesh? Stay away from these people. They're degrading. Now look what Narada says as a warning to all of us. Material association is the cause of lust, anger, confusion, forgetfulness, loss of intelligence, and total calamity. Look what happened to the Kauravas. Because they decided to listen to Drona, Karna, Shakuni, Dushasan, what happened? Finished. The whole lot of them. All 100 sons. Bye-bye. Dhritarashtra was holding on to that kingdom. I just read today. Yudhishthira sent a message. We just want 5 villages. They were supposed to get the kingdom. They had spent the 13 years. They had done what they were supposed to do. They were now supposed to get their kingdom back. What did Duryodhan say? I won't even give them 5 villages. I won't give them the land the size of a pin. That's called evil, pure evil. That's why Krishna was very mad. Very mad. Injustice. Material association. Total calamity. So you may think, I am watching this television. I am enjoying it. There may be some sinful activity, but be careful. You're heading for total calamity. You like that, huh? I'm a good preacher, right? I'm the best. Hare Krishna. Just joking. Trinadapi sunichena. Listen to what Narada says now. Rising like waves from material association, these bad effects mass into a great ocean of misery. Where I live about 2-3 miles from the Pacific Ocean. So I know it is only by Krishna's hand that ocean stays where it is. But if there's a tsunami, bye-bye, you won't see me anymore. I'm only 2-3 miles from the ocean. So if there's a tsunami, you'll never see me again. Pray to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Final part of this chapter is a series of repetitive questions. Who can cross beyond illusion? Let's see what Narada says. Who? One who abandons material association, serves the sages, and becomes selfless. Again he asks, who can cross beyond illusion? The person who stays secluded, cuts off at the root, attachment to mundane society, becomes free from the influence of the 3 modes of nature. Sakshi, what are the 3 modes of nature? You have passed today's, so you want more of this tomorrow. Questions, and I have a plan. I have a little game I'm devising. I think you will enjoy it tomorrow. So make sure you come tomorrow, because we're going to play a Krishna game, adult Krishna game. We'll see who knows about Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and Krishna book. I'm going to have fun. We'll start easy, and then we'll take it to... Huh? Yes, very good. I think you'll do good. I've seen your prowess before. You know stuff that I don't even know. Yeah, no, I know you. I know you're just being humble. I know you. It is, a wise man should know how somebody else is situated. See, that was Duryodhan's problem. He had too much high estimation of his own self. But his father, Dhritarashtra, knew, no way my son can defeat Arjuna. He knew it. That's a wise man. He knows the strength of his enemy. Same thing in business. You have to know how they are. So keep reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. You'll become very expert. It's all there in Bhagavatam. It's there. One who gives up hankering for material gain and security, he can cross illusion. Who can cross beyond illusion? That person who renounces material duties and their profits, thus transcending duality. The person who renounces the material aspect of the Vedas and who obtains exclusive and uninterrupted attraction for God. Krishna told the same thing to Arjuna. If you study chapter 2, Krishna tells Arjuna, you should become transcendental to the Vedas. Because Krishna said the Vedas mainly deal with these three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes and be situated in the self. Meaning, go to the spiritual aspect of the Vedic knowledge. Don't stay in the material aspect. Such a person is indeed delivered. And somebody who actually can cross illusion can deliver the rest of the world. That was my Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came to America in 1965 and passed away in 1977. He established 108 temples, initiated about 5,000 disciples, and set the framework for a movement that is still thriving all over the world, even here in Santiago. By his words, by his books, by his example, yes, till this day, I have yet to see anyone even remotely close to what I saw in Srila Prabhupada. I remember the first time I saw him. At that time, all I knew was the Bible and Jesus. And when I saw Srila Prabhupada, I said to myself, as I bowed down to him, I said, I have found the modern Jesus. I was so happy that I finally saw someone who was like that. And now, right, 73 is when I saw him. Now it's 2013, so that's 40 years, right? In the last 40 years, I haven't seen anyone close. But at least I have seen him. I have heard him. And I still hear him. I have his recordings. And when I hear him speaking or singing, he's alive. Because it's spiritual sound vibration. And he's right there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I thank you for tolerating me. I thank you for allowing my ecstasy. When I'm in California, I don't get to preach like this. That's why I want to come back here 6 times a year. That is my desire. Because I really enjoy, actually I love all of you. I love you. May Krishna bless you, protect you, and maintain you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.